A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony and Val McGinley with us on the programme. Good morning to both of you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry and listeners.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, we'll start with a query that's into us. I am married a good many years. My problem is that I have a secret in my past which I never told to anyone. My question is, should I tell my husband something which I have been wanting to do? I would like to have an easy conscience.
Well, having an easy conscience, Tony, you go first in this.
Yeah, I would say it's not a good idea just to land a bombshell secret on your husband like that. It could be too much. And what I would say is that before you'd even attempt any sort of communication on it, you'd want to think very carefully and write out several sort of versions of it. And in fact, I'd go even further than that. I'd say you really need to talk to a professional about it.
Yeah, well, my advice is don't!
Don't do it.
Don't do it, no. No, I know whenever I have a secret, sometimes I would want an easy conscience, but at what cost? It might be an easy conscience for me, but it might be the end of my marriage, or it might be that there's terrible hurt and doubt and anxiety and confusion in the other person. So I just think if I have a secret, look, accept it, get on with it, and if I'm worried about my conscience, accept the fact that the price to be paid for this is a guilty conscience.
Yeah, okay. And the issue of the I suppose we don't know the nature of the secret either, do we?
No, we don't. We don't. But like, I don't think I have necessarily, but I think a lot of us have stuff that we prefer we didn't do. Hadn't done. And I think part of the stress of life is learning to live with it and just get on with it.
Yeah. And Tony, on that issue can you just make an issue of this or not make an issue of it? Can you just hold on to it and say, look, the easy conscience wouldn't be worth the disruption this could cause to the marriage?
Well, yeah, I think you touched on it in the last line there, the disruption it could cause, and it can cause havoc. And basically, there are different ways of purging yourself. I mean, one of the ones I came across during my years of practice was somebody had a problem with their mother, and the mother was dead. And what they did is they wrote a letter and buried it or burned it in over the grave or whatever. Yeah. There are ways you can work out these sort of things without, as I said, landing a bombshell, you know, on your husband. And if you really need to tell somebody, as I said,
start with professional help. Start with professional help and start with the consideration of it. That's a fair point, Val.
And to be quite honest with you, if the professional help person says, I think you should tell, I still wouldn't do it.
You feel that strongly on it, that not worth it?
I don't think so, no. It's an unknown. If it was a known, maybe, possibly, I might risk it. But it's an unknown as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's an unknown what the secret is, and it's an unknown the way the husband will react. And maybe the husband might tell other people. He might tell his parents or his sisters or the children or whatever. It just isn't worth it.
I wonder, is there another possible thing here? We're getting into the hypothetical here. But Val, if you tell this big secret, whatever it is, and we don't know the nature of it, is it likely you'll get another secret in return that you weren't expecting?
I hadn't even thought of that.
There could be two bombs going off.
In fact, that's one way of putting something to rest. Val had a case at one stage, something similar to that. And if that could be found out that he had a secret, it could balance out. It could be a great resolution.
Perhaps. I hadn't even thought of that. And how would I deal with that? That's the question.
Yeah, that's
thanks,
a key question.
Thanks for bringing that up, because I don't think I'd be able to deal with it, to be quite honest.
Yeah, another thing to consider before you decide to do it. Okay, keep your comments coming into it. Keep your views. Some comments coming in here from listeners. We're going to get to those next with Tony and Val McGinley. Yeah, a couple of comments coming into us here. On relation to our last query about telling secrets, a listener says, please don't tell your husband I was in the same boat. I told him and my marriage was never the same. He left my long marriage after that. Please don't. I had been abused and never told anyone. Big mistake, says a listener. And another listener says, listening to the problem shared, it depends on the secret. I held back a secret of me being abused as a child. It ate me up for years, and I'm glad I told my husband in the end. So two different versions of the two different outcomes there, Tony.
Yeah, completely different. And it's down to the reaction as much as the story. I mean, you can see there were two completely different reactions there. And you can never forecast what will happen when you do something like that. That's why, you know, I say, think very carefully.
Yeah. And listen, if anyone was affected by that. Yes, Val?
Well,
yeah.
My reaction to those two comments is, talk to somebody about it, and I would advise a professional.
Yeah.
And I would be saying to the professional, I don't want this to go any further. You know, like we assume that it shouldn't, and it shouldn't.
Yeah.
I would be knocking it home. I don't want this to go any further.
Yeah.
And talk to the professional as long as I need about having been abused as a child.
Yeah. And And that's supposing that our original query was about abuse, which you don't know exactly what it was. But if you are affected by that and you are in a situation where other two commenters were there, then there's good organisations to contact. You can contact 1 in 4, 01662 4070. That's the 1 in 4 organisation, 01662 4070, or the Kerry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre on 1-800-633-333. That's 1-800-633-333. We have another query in here from a listener who says, Tony and Val, I'm at my wit's end with my husband. We're in our late 30s with no kids. He drinks 3 pints at home 5 nights a week. He says he hasn't a problem and says he likes to relax at the end of the day. He does work hard, but I'm starting to think he's a functioning alcoholic. His father and brother are the same. I do take a drink myself, but not that often. I'm starting to feel fear and anger about it. I've voiced to him how I feel about his actions in our home, and he keeps doing it. It's showing me red flags and no respect, or am I overreacting? Should I relax and get help for myself? Why am I feeling the way I am? Thanks in advance, says a listener.
Well, I go on this one. I don't think you're overreacting, listener. I don't think so at all. I think it's a massive red flag. And I suppose what I would do is join Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yes, okay.
You know, and that's all. So Alcoholics Anonymous is for members of families who have a question mark alcoholic in their midst. Right,
okay.
So it's not just for, you know, alcoholics.
Sure.
I'll pass over to you, Tony.
Tony?
Yeah, I had a case a number of years ago, in fact, you know, this sort of situation. And the husband and wife both attended me. And I remember the husband saying, I don't have a problem with drink, I just like a few drinks. And he repeated that several times, and I was searching for, you know, some way I could get in on this. And I said to him, you don't have a problem with drink, that's great, I said. So therefore you'd have no problem to maintain your marriage in a happy state, staying away from the drink for a month.
Yeah.
And he literally, you know, that got it home. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily end the situation. That's only literally defining it for somebody.
Yeah.
And, you know, by defining it, sometimes you actually make the actual day-to-day stuff worse. And, you know, sometimes alcoholism ruins many, many relationships. And what I would say to this person, do get help, talk to people, join anything, get whatever help you can get, because this is a serious situation.
And needs to be dealt with for fear it might get worse. Okay, it's actually Al-Anon. Al-Anon is the organisation for family members. They provide one another with support, share their experiences as well. That's 01873 2699. So that's a good advice to call them and get some advice on it. 01873 2699, 01873 2699, and they provide support. We might talk a bit more about that one next time, guys, next Wednesday if we can. We're out of time, unfortunately, this morning. Thanks very much for a problem shared with Tony and Val.